It's a debate more heated than is water wet, more controversial than Marvel or DC, more heated than is the dress blue and black or white and gold. It's everyone's favorite Harry Potter spell. It's fetus deletus or yeetus defeatus. In less fun terms, abortion and its regulation. Before Roe v. Wade was passed, it wasn't uncommon for women to die from botched abortions. It was a criminalized offense in most states, and in the few states it was legal, it was allowed only in certain circumstances or by requesting permission from a coincidentally male-only board of doctors. Permission was almost exclusively granted to wealthy white women. All the other women seeking an abortion were forced to either go to Mexico or another country to get an abortion or DIY it. So when Roe v. Wade was passed, it was a landmark decision, but states almost immediately began restricting abortions through trap laws or the targeted regulation of abortion providers. They still do this. The states who control abortion the most were former Confederate states or states that wanted to be. If you could own a slave there, they probably severely restrict abortion. Trap laws don't improve women's health whatsoever. They mandate the size of janitors' closets or say how long the grass should be. But they are effective, as they manage to shut down all but one abortion clinic in Mississippi. In Texas, doctors who perform abortions are required to have hospital admitting privileges, despite the fact that it's almost never needed. Hallways must be able to fit two gurneys passing each other, which also is illogical because most women just walk out after. Abortion isn't a dangerous procedure. In fact, you're more likely to die from a colonoscopy, meaning putting a tiny camera up someone is more dangerous. But most recently, several states have proposed bills that don't allow abortions past 8 weeks, and most women find out they're pregnant at 6. The legislators who passed that bill don't have uteruses, and they look like they think salt is spicy. Alabama is attempting to give any doctor who performs an abortion 99 years in prison, as in Brooklyn 99. Ohio is pushing to give the death penalty to any woman who undergoes an abortion, which shows that it's not about protecting life. It's about punishing women. When you look at countries that ban abortion, you see a religious doctrine being used to oppress people. For example, in Latin America, abortion is legal in most countries due to the prominence of Catholicism. Women are treated like second-class citizens and are murdered and attacked at extremely high rates. Women go to jail for decades because they had a miscarriage. It's very similar in the Middle East. Outlawing abortion doesn't stop it. It just stops safe abortion. If conservatives truly wanted to stop it, they would improve sex education, promote safe sex, and improve the foster care system for all of the unborn and unwanted children, but they haven't. So unless we want The Handmaid's Tale to come true, we need to push back. And by we, I mean everyone, because women's rights are human rights. So if you want a free sticker and can legally vote, do it. We shouldn't be letting people like Mike Pence and his wife, whom I assume he calls ma'am, make our policies.